Okay, so we're doing further than Gemara. New piece, basically, right? So it says, it's on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Sixth line.
Tana Rabbanan.
Tana Rabbanan. Damim low. Okay. Damim low. So this is talking about if, I guess if it's the father, he's breaking in, so you know, he's not going to kill, so then he has dam, he has blood. Okay, because he's basically, he doesn't surrender his life, because the only reason Achter surrenders his life is because you assume he's going to kill. But if he's a guy you know he's not going to kill, so then he has blood, and his life is worthwhile. It says damim lo, plural. It should have just said dam lo, or ein lo dam, he has no blood. Ein lo, or dam lo, he has blood. What's damim, plural? So it says, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. It's teaching you that whether it's during the week or whether it's on Shabbos, he has blood. And Ein Lo Damim, also Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. He doesn't have blood. In the case of the Machteris who breaks in, not a father, where you think he's going to kill, he doesn't have blood, whether it's on Chol or whether it's on Shabbos.
So, the Torah went out of its way to write an extra two letters to indicate, to point to...
To point to a chiddush that this halacha applies, both of these halachas apply even on Shabbos. So, first glance, it's hard to understand what does it mean to do a Shabbos during the week? It's a simple halacha. The guy's bringing it to your house. You have a right to kill him, do you not have a right to kill him? How does Shabbos or during the week have anything to do with that? So the Gemara says, Bishlama, ein lo damim, vei mechol vei meshabbos. I understand the fact that you're allowed to kill him. He's ein lo damim, whether during the week, whether on Shabbos. It's there. That you need.
You need to teach.
Sagdai defamina, because I would think midi dehavi aruge bezdin. It's similar, the same thing as by capital punishments, where the court, where the bezdin punishes a guy, where the bezdin kills a guy. The b'shabbos lachadlinon. Then on Shabbos you don't carry it out, right? If a bezdin gives a guy a sentence to die, you don't kill him on Shabbos. Okay, you don't kill him on Shabbos.
So I'd say the same thing here.
Kamashmalan de Kalina. So the pasuk is coming out, so I teach you. No. He doesn't have blood, whether it's during the week or whether it's on Shabbos. Either way, he doesn't have blood. Okay, so he doesn't have blood. During the week, blood, and Shabbos blood. He doesn't have any blood. Okay. Kamashmalan that we kill him even on Shabbos. Okay. Fine, Rashi. So the further the Gemara can get to what's the extra chiddush by dam where he does have dam, but forget about that for now. Okay, so the Gemara, so Rashi says, in lo damim, I'll just skip the first Rashi, but in lo damim, loshen rabin. It's a le plural d'chsiv gavei nishtalam. That's just by regular person. L'hachi asa. This is what it's coming to teach you. Lomar l'fashe ein. Ain lo damim lo b'chol v'lo b'shabbos. He doesn't have blood, whether it's in week or whether it's on Shabbos. Very gay. Ishkel. Very shkel. Okay. Haruge be'ezdin b'shabbos lo kadlina. Okay. Because I'm reading on Perek Echad Dinei Mamnas. Mi lo saviru eish v'chol mashal secha.
You should not light a fire
in all of your dwellings. Okay. So they learn that. What does it mean? All of your dwellings means even Besdin. Even Bezdin can't light fires. Okay, because one of the Mises Bezdin involves burning. They burn a guy. They don't actually burn you, but they heat up hot lead, I think, and they drop it down your throat and whatever. They kill you. They kill you using burning. Okay, so saying that, Masvir Shalom Shalicha means you can't burn fire anywhere, even in Bezdin. So it's teaching you, it's a pasuk which teaches you that Bezdin can punish on Shabbos.
Okay.
So it says, to Kamash Malon. So that's what I would think. I would think just like Bezdin doesn't kill on Shabbos, so too by Machteris you don't kill on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, Dekadlinon, Mishum, Bikuach, Nefesh, Deich. It teaches you that you could kill him even on Shabbos because of saving the life of this guy. Because of the saving of the life of this, the victim, the Baal Bais. So therefore you're allowed to. Okay. So I guess the question is, ultimately what we'd like to understand is what's happening in Oskana. why would I say that you don't kill him? I can't kill him on Shabbos. Maybe similar to regular Yeruge Bezdin. And what's the idea that that I could do it even on Shabbos? I mean, it sounds somewhat compelling, right? I mean, after all, you're saving the Baal Bayis, right?
The
Maskana is pretty compelling. Yeah, Maskana is very compelling, right? Is this question the same question by Rodef, would you say? Because what's the halacha? I mean, are you allowed to violate Shabbos to save someone's life?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you are. So why isn't it just simple? Open and shut. Yeah, why? Okay, good. So Matt's saying good is that this is not actually, you're right. By Rodef, it would seem by Rodef this wouldn't be a question. Because by Rodef, a guy's life is in danger, and that's halacha. Whenever a guy's life is in danger, you violate Shabbos to save a guy's life. So his life is in danger, you have to save him. You don't have to tell him. That's all that is the ever, the Zdokha Shabbos. So you definitely would kill the Rodef in order to save him. But here, there's no danger yet. Right? There's no danger yet. His life isn't actually in danger yet. It's just that because we know is going to happen, the Torah says he's ein lo damim, and you have permission to kill him. That's why you see, remember we said it's not obligated to kill him. So it's not actually danger yet. It's just you have permission. So you'd think that this permission isn't given on Shabbos. Just like Bezdin doesn't kill on Shabbos yet too. There's no permission. So did you know the Torah gave extended the permission even on Shabbos? The Torah gave permission. So what does he mean? Mishum bikoach nefesh nefesh. Doesn't it sound like he's saying there is bikoach nefesh? Eventually, well. Yeah, I mean, I think, I'm not sure, maybe this is a little bit medayik, but this is what you're just getting at. But maybe in Rashi, it says, like, Mishum Pikuach Nafsho Shalech. It's because of the Pikuach Nafesh, because the Torah is, saving this guy's life, the Torah extends the Rishos even to here. It's not actually Pikuach Nafesh yet. It's not like, see, if it was actually Pikuach Nafesh would be Docha, pushes aside all Yisurim. Pikuach Nafesh is, puts aside everything except for the big three. But this is not actually Pikuach Nefesh, but it's saying the Torah extended the Rishos of Machteras. The Torah gave Rishos. It defended the Eldam, gives you Rishos to kill him. It extended the Rishos even to Shabbos. Why? Because of this guy's life. Because this guy's life is going to be in danger, so in terms of why the Torah is doing it, definitely Maharaj is saying it's true. We know the Torah knows about that, and therefore the Torah would grant permission even on Shabbos. But it's not actually a halacha. If actually halachically the Pikuach Nefesh sets itself up, there's actually a thief to save life, then that pushes aside all everything. So then you'd definitely be allowed to. That's what Berodev would say, you don't have this question. So then there's definitely a chiv already of saving life. They say that pushes aside everything. But here, there's no chiv yet. So now it's just a question, is the Torah is giving you permission based on what the Torah knows is going to happen. Now, does the Torah extend that even to Shabbos? Or it doesn't? I mean, we have to get to this, but the reason why it would is because the whole reason why the Torah is doing anything here is because of Pikuach Nefesh. Because of Pikuach Nefesh, which we know is going to come about. So therefore, the Torah is giving you a Rishos, so it's going to even give it on Shabbos. Okay? So let's see. So what's the question, though, is what's the Hamina? What's the relationship to Bezdin? I mean, on the surface, should it be the same as the fact that Bezdin can't kill on Shabbos? Should it be the same thing should it be the same thing?
No.
Why?
It doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Okay. Okay, good. Right, exactly. It's not nonesh. On the surface, this is a nonesh. The whole thing is Bezdin doesn't give onshim on Shabbos. Okay, Bezdin doesn't kill a guy. That's then an onshim of Bezdin. Bezdin not give onshim on Shabbos. But what does it do with this? This isn't an onesh. This is just an idea. You're trying to say you're saving the guy's life, or you're killing him in order to prevent the future or whatever. It's not onesh. The guy is, who are you? Who are you to give onshim? The guy's ain't no dumb. So the guy has his life has no value until you have permission to kill him. But am I involved in punishing him? I mean, who am I? I'm just some guy on the street. I'm punishing him? It's not punishing. So if there's an issur of Hurgay Bezdin, it would seem on the surface as a din of Bezdin. They can't sit and carry out punishments on Shabbos. But this wouldn't seem to be that. This seems to be a whole different thing. On the surface. This issur in the first place.
I mean, the path here is to pursue this Isser. I mean, what is this halacha altogether that Bezin can't kill? Because we don't know, does that halacha extend to Yeretz or not? So, I mean, you have to look into what's the whole Isser. Why would it? I mean, apparently the Havin is it would. Apparently the simple Havin is that it would, and the Torah says, damim lo, to teach you, no, even the Machteras, the Torah extends the Rishos even here, and it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. So, to start, I guess, let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam is in Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalet, Halacha Zayin. You got it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, so Perek Chaf Dalet. So it is funny. I mean, it's probably one of the lesser known six of the 613 mitzvos that you can't punish on Shabbos. Bezdin can't punish on Shabbos. How did you say it? Shalanash Shabbos. You can't punish on Shabbos. Okay. So, but that's one of them. So again, the question is there a malacha here? Well, let's say simple. I looked at the Yishami, by the way. It comes from Yishami. Oh, it's also Rabbi. The Yishami explains it a little more. So, ain't on Shabbos Shabbos. Can't punish on Shabbos. So wait, where is this? So this is in the parak of Perek Chaf Dalet. I don't know, I just start with the parak a little bit. So, the Yishdor Chain of Shabbos Shabbos, Apishain and Domo Malacha, Bain Mevi on Day Malacha. The things which are prohibited on Shabbos, even though they're not similar to Malacha, nor do they lead to Malacha. I mean, in Eman Esro, so why are they Yasser? Why was wrong with them? Mishum Shenemar, in Toshiv Mishabbos Raglacha, if you cease on Shabbos of your feet, Asos Chafatzecha, from doing your needs, V'yom Kodshi, on my holy day. So it's saying basically if you stay away from your regular goings and your regular needs on Shabbos, and you honor it from doing your paths, from going on your paths, from finding your needs, and from your speech, from your normal speech. So basically it's saying is the person he's talking about, it's praising you. It's part of the novel, he's praising the person that on Shabbos you should cease your ordinary activities and to be, presumably be involved in something higher, right? To be involved in ideas or whatever, right? Lefika, asr la'adam mahalit v'chavatzah v'shabbos. Can't be involved in your business dealings on Shabbos. I feel da'aber b'ham, even to talk about them. Yonish da'aber m'shitafa, ma'ayim kar l'machar, or ma'ayikne, or ha'ich yivne b'ayza, v'yidishkar yelch ma'ayim v'oni. I mean, this is an important halacha. People don't know this necessarily, but speak with your partner. What are you going to buy tomorrow? What are you going to sell? How are we going to build this house? What kind of goods, merchandise are we going to bring with us when we go to so-and-so place? Like business planning. You can't do that on Shabbos. Kol zeh ki yotzeh v'asa. All this stuff and similar to that is prohibited. Shem v'davar davar. And then your speech. Dibor asa or v'hira mother. Speech is asa. You can think about it. Thinking about it is okay, but you can't speak it. Speaking is like makes it concrete. So it's like Shabbos has a designation to be involved in ideas and about Hashem. I don't know if they say this, but I'm saying this. Is that, and therefore a person, it's a Yom Kodshi, it's a Yom which is Kodesh Lashem, designated to think about God and ideas, Torah, Chachma. So you can't be involved in your normal dealings. Okay, there's all kinds of halachas here. Okay, all kinds of halachas about things that you could and can't do. Okay? So then, in that list, I mean, the whole parak is, not the whole parak, at least until this point, maybe even all of them, is, he says, Halacha Zayin, Ein Onesh on Shabbos. You can't punish on Shabbos. Afal pi she onesh mitzvah asay. Even though the onshim, punishing, is a mitzvah asay, that was a mitzvah asay, the Bezdin is obligated to punish the sinner. Right? Ein Onesh on Shabbos, it doesn't push aside Shabbos. Okay? It doesn't push aside Shabbos. What's talking about? Harishan is chayev bezin malchus on misa. If someone is chayev either whipping malchus or getting killed, ein malchin also ein misa also b'shabbos. You don't do it on the Shabbos. Shenem alas l'arish v'chol mashal sechem yom Shabbos. Shenad light a fire and all of your all of your dwellings on Shabbos. Zos har lebezin. Shal yisrov b'shabbos. It's a warning to bezin. They shouldn't burn on Shabbos. Mishan chayev zayif for someone who's chayev to be burned. And the same thing is true by other punishments. Okay, I mean, it's a total list of burning, but it really is any punishment. So,
So just a few factual things here. I mean, it's not clear how this fits into the theme of doing your needs. I mean, this isn't doing your needs. This is Bezdin doing a mitzvah of justice, of mishpat. Right? I mean, killing the sinner is, you know, helping the society, getting rid of the evildoers, whatever. I mean, it's not exactly people going and discussing business dealings on Shabbos. Right? I mean, they're involved in mitzvah, they're involved in removing a sinner. So it's not clear how this fits into the theme of the parak. And now, so you may say, the question is it malacha? Okay, is it malacha? Is the issue here, because the Gemara says is like, it's not docha Shabbos. So what do you mean it's not docha Shabbos? It doesn't push aside Shabbos. What do you mean push aside Shabbos? If it's malacha, I can understand why I should push aside, should I should not push aside. So they want to say, is like by killing, you could say it's malacha. Because it's like you said, shchita, or whatever. Like killing a person is like, is malacha. Problem is, it's arguably it's not productive, but they say it is productive because remember we said it's like it's if I bring him kapara, so it's a ring of atonement, so it's productive. So it's a question. But they want to say I would have malchus. Malchus isn't exactly a malcha, so they say I think they know I saw in the back of the Rambam. I'll say rough that. I want to say well I forgot someone to say it's because it causes a wound.
Right.
A wound is you know. Okay, you could say that. You could say that. But so why would I think it is though for Shabbos? Why don't I just say, look, I mean, it's malacha, you can't do it. So why would I think it is? It's a mitzvah say, but they say, it's a mitzvah say, shein bo kareis. The mitzvah say isn't docha, a lav, which has kareis. Shabbos is like a serious lav, so I saw the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says he wanted to learn it out, that it would be docha from a kalva chomer. I don't remember exactly how it went, but something to the fact of Shabbos. Second here. Shabbos pushes aside. I'm sorry. Shabbos doesn't push aside avodah, which means, yeah, you do avodah the mikdash even on Shabbos, right? You do avodah the base of mikdash even on Shabbos. You see, so to speak, avodah is more serious than Shabbos, right? You do the avodah, the service, the sacrifices, whatever, in the base of mikdash even on Shabbos. And if you have to kill somebody, you even take a guy from doing avodah to kill him. Because you prevent a guy from doing avodah in order to kill him. So you see, if a guy's chayav misa, killing a guy is more severe than avodah, more serious than avodah. And even if it will involve, killing him will involve knocking out an avodah, knocking out if he's about to do some sort of avodah or whatever, some sort of sacrifice or whatever in the Vedas Mikdash, you still stop it. So you see, apparently, killing a guy is more significant than avodah, and avodah is more significant than Shabbos, because you see, it pushes aside Shabbos. So therefore, I would say, certainly, you could kill a guy over Shabbos, on Shabbos, you should push it aside. Right? It's like a chain. Right? Shabbos is, killing is more serious than avodah is more serious than Shabbos, so therefore, if you follow the chain, so killing the guy is more serious than Shabbos. That's what I would have thought. And therefore, even though it's violating malacha, I'd say that it pushes it aside. Pushes it aside. So therefore, the Torah teaches you, no. Those who are Shabbos, Yom Shabbos, don't. You're not allowed to light a fire in all your dwellings on Shabbos. Even in Bezdin. Even Bezdin can't do it. Okay? That's just how, you know. So that's Yerushalmi. I mean, it's all based on Yerushalmi. And it says, it's funny though, the Yerushalmi then says, so you see that Bezdin isn't done on Shabbos. They don't judge on Shabbos, which sounds like a little bit, doesn't sound exactly like it's because of Malacha. It's not clear exactly. Is it because of Malacha? Is it because of, I mean, it certainly may involve Malacha. But is that the reason? Or I mean, that's, I guess, unclear.
Right.
You just read the simplest way to read this Rambam. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's because of Malacha. Ain't on Shabbos. We don't punish on Shabbos. Right? That's it. And even though you might say, what do you mean by this? It doesn't matter. It doesn't push like Shabbos. But I mean, it doesn't sound like it's because it's an issue of Malacha. It's not in the halachas of Malacha. It's not in the parak about Malacha. It doesn't sound like it's coming under Malacha. This is Malacha, and I'll do Malacha. Oh, maybe you think Bezdin could do Malacha? No, they're not allowed. It doesn't sound like that's what's coming up. It sounds like, really, you can't do it because you can't do it.
The first part of the sentence says that doesn't have anything to do with Malacha, and it's not going to lead to Malacha.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's the first part of this whole parak. Right, it's things that aren't Malacha, they don't lead to Malacha. So that's where he's putting it. If it's really just a subset of Malacha, And I think Malacha should, does it apply to Beth and Nizanai? He should have put it with Malacha. But it sounds like it says, it's not because of Malacha, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. Now you say, aye, but it's Mitzvah Saseh, so why don't you do it? It says, no, it doesn't put it aside Shabbos. Okay, it doesn't, so it doesn't matter, even if it's Mitzvah Saseh, still, it's not going to put it aside Shabbos. But what do you mean put aside Shabbos? That's what's funny. It's put aside Shabbos, so it sounds like it's talking about Malacha. It's hard to believe it's saying it doesn't put aside this very Isser, because this, obviously, it doesn't push aside this Isser. It's saying Isser you can't punish on Shabbos. Now, if the Mitzvah say would push that aside, then what's the whole Isser? The Isser doesn't have any purpose. So it must be, it means even there's Malacha involved somehow. Mitzvah's a little tricky. I mean, what's going on here?
Could you say it's in this category?
I mean, what Matt's saying is that it means, you would think that, doesn't mean Midocha Shabbos like the Malacha. It's not talking about that. It means it's against, somehow it's against the theme of Shabbos, Mitzvah Vatzacha. This idea, it's like somehow your needs, whatever this parak's about. So it's against Shabbos. But you'd say, okay, very nice, against Shabbos, but it's Mitzvah Asai. Mitzvah Asai. Oh, it's actually very good. I'll show you in a second. It's bad. It's going to get better. But it's Mitzvah Asai, so you'd say, push it aside. But that's what the Pasuk is teaching you. No, it doesn't. As the Pasuk comes out of its way, say, even though really it should have, because it's Mitzvah, it doesn't. It doesn't push it aside. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you. But it's not talking about Malacha. Right? That's what you're saying. Nothing to do with Malacha. You can say that. Yeah, don't do it. Right, exactly. Don't do the Malacha. In fact, I'll show you. It's very interesting. It's here, if you look in Halacha Dalet, there's good support for you saying. Is in the middle of Dalet, it says, "Asur laru til dalik b'Shabbos." You're not allowed to run and to jump on Shabbos. Shemay asos derechecha. Your goings, your walkings on Shabbos shouldn't be like your walkings on Chol. So in the week, you're in a rush, you're in a hurry, you run, whatever. It says you can't do that on Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to walk regular. Okay, and it goes on, and then it says, then the Gemara Halacha A says, "Mutar laritz b'Shabbos dvar mitzvah." On Shabbos, you're allowed to run for a mitzvah. Okay, you go on shiurot zbeis haknesses, zbeis medrash, so you're running to shul. Okay, and other things also, you're allowed to do certain cheshbon calculations for mitzvah, different things for mitzvah. Why? So it says at the end, he says, "Why?" Shekol lekiyot zbeis mitzvah in the mitzvah. The nemar asos chafatzacha. The isur is because you're doing your needs. Chafatzecha asurim, your needs are asur. Chafte shemayim utarim, but the needs of heaven, mitzvah, are permitted. So the whole prohibition here is because you're involving yourself in your own needs. So running is like a, running to get to your job, running to get, so the running partakes of, you're in a rush to get somewhere. But if you're going to run to get to a mitzvah, then that's fine. Or different things which are, it's not the activity per se, what matters is, are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for mitzvah? If you're doing it for mitzvah, this whole category can't be a problem. It's not the action itself. The actions, typically these actions are regular weekday personal actions, so you can't do that. But if you're doing them for a mitzvah, then that's fine. So it could be that's what Matt supports what Matt was saying. Is that, so it says you can't punish on Shabbos. So for some reason, punishing is against the character of Shabbos. So you'd say, oh, but what do you mean? But it's a mitzvah. So that mitzvah is the... You know, the cure-all for all these things. Once it's mitzvah, then that's not, it doesn't fit into this category. He's saying, no, still, it's Enadocha Shabbos. It's funny, though, because what do you mean Enadocha Shabbos? Not it doesn't push it aside. It should all to be, it shouldn't be, why does it fit into the whole problem altogether? But I think that's part of our problem here. We have to figure out what's going on here. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, so to get insight into what the whole issue here is, I think it's good to look at Sefer Chinuch. It's, by the way, Sefer Chinuch is a very good book. And if you're ever doing a mitzvah and you're kind of curious about what the idea behind the mitzvah is he basically has like philosophy, a little bit of philosophy on every mitzvah. Okay? I mean, recently I've been going through actually, he's very good anyways. He gives you like the basic halachos of every mitzvah. Basic outline, what are the basic relevant halachic issues with regard to every mitzvah. And he also gives you some philosophy about the mitzvah. But like every mitzvah, he gives you, basically every mitzvah he has some philosophy about. So you want to, just gives you, he wrote it, I think he said he wrote it for mitzvah boys. You know, so this way, it was important that he held, it was important that they don't relate to the mitzvahs. It's just like a primitive, ritualistic stuff. But they at least they have some concepts about it. So he says, look, there are much more deeper reasons here, but I just want to give a basic idea. So it's like a basic philosophical idea about every single mitzvah, And oftentimes he gets it's not so basic. Sometimes he gets into it, but it's good anyways. It's not in mitzvahs. He just never thought, like, what's the idea on that mitzvah? So, if you're just, if you're looking for just like, some light hashkafa about Torah, about mitzvahs, You can just go through. I mean, when I do, I've been doing it. I've just been looking at Shorash HaMitzvah. It's like, usually a paragraph or two. Oftentimes it's longer. You know, and just go through all the mitzvahs. You get a kind of feel for the bill of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So, that's what if you, that's this type of problem. The reason I'm putting it out, if you kind of have, this is a mitzvah. It's one, it's, he follows the 630 mitzvahs of the Rambam. Okay? There's different ways to count the 630 mitzvahs, but the Rambam has his count, and he went with the Rambam's count. So, and it's organized by Parsha in the Torah, you know, the order of the Torah. So if you ever have a mitzvah that you want to know about, you know, what's the basic idea about it, he's good, you know, whether it's halacha, shkafa, whatever, he's good, you know, it kind of gives you a framework. So that's why I thought of doing, you know, it's a good resource, you know, but that's why I thought of looking at him. You know, what's, because that's kind of, you kind of need an idea. I mean, otherwise you're just making stuff up. I mean, what's, and you can make something up, I might as well go for Rishon, mention something, you know. So I think I looked at the time, I think I looked at the Pasuk or something, see if you can look at the Mefarshim on the Torah, see if anyone says anything there. But I mean, it's kind of thing that you'd rather someone say something than you just speculating some reason on your own, you know. Something. So, and then it turns out, you'll see, I mean, he learns it, with what he says, it kind of could fit into the Rambam in this parak. I mean, I think, right, if you guys looked at it, it's kind of in the right ballpark at least, you know. So that led me to believe that the Rambam holds a similar reason. You know? So do you have it? Can I?
Yeah.
So it says like this. So so it's one mitzvah. It's in parts of Vayakov. Mitzvah Kuf Yudalim in Sefer Chinuch. So who shall yaseh dayan dinim b'Shabbos? So a judge shouldn't judge on Shabbos. Kolom Rishmis Chayv Misa Bezin Olim Misa B'Shabbos. So Chayv Misa he shouldn't kill him. He doesn't mention, by the way, Malchus. He doesn't mention Malchus, and I'll tell you something else he mentions at the end. I'll just mention it. He said at the end, he says, if someone violates this, then he ends up getting, then he's Chayv Misa. Oh, thanks. Right? He says, if you do kill someone on Shabbos, then you Chayv. If you do violate this crime, then you, if it's with Edom and Hasra, you're warned, and you have witnesses, then you're killed. So why are you killed? How could you be killed? Would you violate? Now, this is just a regular law. Why are you Chayv Misa for this? What do you see? Shabbos. What Shabbos? What about Shabbos?
Malacha.
Malacha. So you see, he's learning. It's only he, and he doesn't have Malchus. He's learning is that this is Malacha. He's not. Apparently, he doesn't have it as like the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam lends itself to saying it's any punishing. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's any, but he's just saying it's basically. He says if you do it, you get killed. So apparently, he's learning. It's just a regular Malacha, and it's not the other Malacha. Sounds that way, right? Okay, fine. But so I'm just going to jump now. So he says, Mishar Shem Mitzvah. Sherotza Hashem Yisbar. Mishar Shem Mitzvah is like the roots of the mitzvah. That's the philosophy part in every mitzvah. He always started. He always starts the philosophy with that. So the roots of the mitzvah, from the roots of the mitzvah, Sherotza Hashem Yisbarach L'chabed Hayom Hazeh. God wanted to honor this day. Sheyimtzu Bo Menucha Hakal. That everyone would find rest on this day. Gam HaChotem. Even sinners, people are Chayav Misa, they're Jews also. Right, why shouldn't they enjoy the Shabbos? Moshe Lamelech Gadol. So it's a parable of the great king, Shekara B'nai Medina, Hamedina Yom Echad Asuda. And he calls all the people in his kingdom for one day for a meal. She'ino Moneya HaPesach Chol Adam. He doesn't close the doors to anybody. Yachar Yom Asuda, Yachar Mishpat. And after the day of the meal, the great feast, then he's going to do he'll do his judgment. First he'll just give everyone a pass, a nice day, and then afterwards he'll do judgment. Like this is the party day. This is the day where everyone rests, everyone has a good day, sets up a day with a good day, and then he'll do mishpat afterwards. Kinder was that, so too here. Shasham Yisbarach Tzivon L'Kadei Shel Chabed Yom HaShabbos L'Tel Voseinu L'Zchuseinu. Hashem set aside that we should sanctify and honor the day of Shabbos for our own good. For our benefit. Kimosha Kasavlael? I don't know. Kimosha Kasavlael, probably. Okay, like you said earlier. Zeh Gam Kemik Vodo Shayomu. And this is also part of the honor of the day. Part of the honor of the day that we don't kill people on Shabbos. It's a day of rest. Okay? So what's he saying? Yeah, so maybe like this, is that that the idea is, what's this parak? What's the idea of this parak? So, perhaps it's saying is like there's, music, a certain atmosphere to Shabbos, a certain mentality of Shabbos, which is that this is a malacha, you can't do malacha. But right, the ultimate objective of Shabbos is to be involved in ideas and Torah and Chachma. But it's like there's a certain mentality of Chol, and then there's a mentality of Shabbos. It's like a weekday mentality, which is like a guy could not do any malacha, but basically he still has like the psychology of the hustle and bustle of the week. Still involved. There's a certain type of a framework that a person is in during the week, where he's involved in his stuff. Maybe a certain way of handling himself and dealing with himself, and that mentality prevents the full realization of the Yom HaShabbos. Yom HaShabbos is like Yom Menucha. It's like a rest. Menucha is a good word. It's like a day of rest, which means rest from what? Rest from like these stresses and like you know, the busyness and the psychological involvements in the world. And he pulls himself away from all that stuff. And now creates a certain mental state which is appropriate for the experience of the Yom HaShabbos. So it's like, even if technically you're not doing malacha, it's true. There's the actions which are weekday actions, but there's a derech. There's a manner of acting and walking and talking and which happens on Shabbos. And the Torah sets there's prohibitions against doing activities which are not the mentality of Chol. There's a certain, like, they're contradictory to the quality of Shabbos as a Yom Menucha, as a day where a person's emotions are at rest, at ease, and he's able to be involved in a Chachma. It's partially, it could be like Oneg, is somewhat to that, on the positive side. It's like a day of pleasure, you enjoy yourself on Shabbos. There's like a certain emotional component of a person which prepares him for the full realization of Yom HaShabbos. So, but these are prohibitions of certain activities which are contrary to the state of the Gavra, the appropriate state of a Gavra of Yom HaShabbos. But that's why, for instance, if he does them for mitzvah, then that's not the thing, because it's not the activities per se, it's the mental attitude that these activities bring with it. So if you're involved in running is like a weekday type of a thing. You get into a whole state of, I'm going, I have to get here, I have to do this, a certain type of a mentality. If you're going for mitzvah, then you're involved, that's involvement in the Yom HaShabbos. That's not the problem. So it could be it's saying is like, so the idea is that there's an idea of a Yom Menucha. Shabbos is a certain day, and that's part of the saying. It's Kavod Shabbos, that the Torah, that, and you see there is like even your plain Jew who's not necessarily learning Torah on Shabbos, there's an emotion of Shabbos. People say, I can't wait for Shabbos. Like Shabbos. It's like, you know, even though it's restrictive, but there's a certain type of, psychologically, there's something pleasant about Shabbos. You know, and that's part of the Kavod Hayom, that there's a day, is you're removed from your stuff. And that's part of the special quality of Shabbos. But of course, it's the objective of it is that puts you in a state where you're able to be involved at the highest level of, you know, of Chachma and, you know, of Avodas Hashem. But it can exist on different people, different levels. Still, it's good that people think Shabbos is a nice, pleasant day. And that's the day, what's Shabbos? It's the day of God as the Creator. We think about God who created the world. So even if you don't have to be, you know, you're not involved in the deepest ideas, but it causes a person to realize the day of Shabbos, which reflects creation, is significant. That's the Kiyam. So it could be what the Sevichinuch is saying is that in a day, you could imagine in Klal Yisrael, a day where we don't kill people often. You know, or punish people often. A day where killing more, but I mean, and even whipping someone, is not a pleasant day. Okay? It's just the whole psychology of punishment is like a, you know, is like a, certainly for the victim, and even for the people who are doing it, for the judges, and even for the people, the populace, who is well aware of this thing and knows what's going on. It's like a very intense emotional, you know, your energies, your psychological energies are very, drawn out. And it's contrary to the idea, the Yom Menucha of Shabbos is a certain mentality of the Yom HaShabbos, which the Torah is saying a lav of punishing, setting up a lav, that this is like a contradiction to the Gavra of Shabbos, to the Yom Menucha of Shabbos. And it's a separate lav. But it's not a Yom Menucha. Onshim are contradictory to the Yom Menucha of Shabbos. Okay, killing people is not menucha. It brings out all kinds of emotions, and it's very, you know, it's aggressive, and it's It's not just the experience of killing a person, you know, another person, or even, you know, whipping another person, is contrary to the psychological state of a person of rest and at ease, you know, and calmness, which is the state of a gavra, which is conducive to the full realization of Yom HaShabbos. So the Torah set up a lav just says, even though it's for mitzvah, that's what's interesting, is even though, certainly if you just go and murder people, that's fine. But here, for mitzvah isn't going to help you. It's because, like, mitzvah will help you when it's running. Because running is, look, running per se isn't so bad, so, look, running just generally conjures up, like, a whole type of things. But if it's for mitzvah, it's for mitzvah. But the thing is, in this thing, killing itself, even if it's for mitzvah, it doesn't help. I mean, emotions are, it's too strong emotionally that it contradicts the rest. Intrinsically, whether it's mitzvah or it's not mitzvah, it still contradicts that. The Yom Menucha of Shabbos. Now, so you need the pasuk because it's a mitzvah say. So you say it's a mitzvah say to kill, and you have to kill. You need to kill right away, and therefore you'd say. So it's true; it does go against Shabbos. But like that whole thing in the Yerushalmi, is that Shabbos is pushed aside by avodah, and killing pushes aside avodah. So you'd say, "Is it's true?" But this is mishpat. Mishpat is justice, carrying out God's justice, and therefore that's going to trump Shabbos. So it swells the mood of Shabbos. Look, we have to kill a evil guy, and that's it. So you need so even though it's true, it does go against Shabbos, but you'd say is that it's docha. Docha is a good word. It pushes it aside. I mean, it's not like it doesn't go against it, but you'd say that it does go against it. But still, it's more important, because it's not so easy to just say we're not going to kill a guy. Even though the guy's about to do avodah, we say, sorry, avodah is very important, but we have to kill you. You're a sinner, and we have to kill you. This is justice, mishpat. So it's teaching you is that it's docha Shabbos. Right? I'm sorry, it's not docha Shabbos. Shabbos stands up against it. I mean, why? I don't know. But that's you need a limit to teach you that it's not. Okay, good question. Yeah. It's supposed to be a public thing. I mean, Mark's point there is true. Is killing is supposed to be a public thing because the whole idea of killing. Why do we kill people? Is a deterrent. We don't want to kill God. God can judge everybody. But that is, you can't have a society, you can't have a system if you just don't, there's no death penalty, you can end up having people being flagrant with the system and destroy the whole system. So it's important in the killing, you know, people know about it. At certain killings, we hang the guy up, there's certain things that we say the whole nation should see. I mean, it's not a private, we don't do this in a private manner that no one knows about it. It's something which is, people know about it. That's how it functions. It frightens people. It's supposed to frighten people. An example. He's saying an example, which is necessary for a society. So yeah, it's definitely, and that's the whole idea. It's supposed to create an effect. That effect is not the effect which is conducive to Shabbos. People aren't thinking, wow, avodah Hashem. It's maybe that's the long-term effect that they get afraid of whatever, but right away the emotions are, it's just like, it's like you can imagine watching like an execution or something, like in real life. Like it's not a state where you could do anything. I mean, you're not in the mentality. It's the emotions are too... You watch a person die, it's not, especially if killing, it's not a very clean process either, you know? Yeah, and that's why it could be Malchus also. It could be, it doesn't matter. It's just the idea of punishing a person. It's not because, I'd say it's not because of the Malacha. I mean, that's a question of Chinuch. I know Chinuch, it's a different question, I mean. Whether it, like, set up a new Isser, it sounds like they're saying set up a new Isser. It sounds like the Chinuch is saying, is it just kind of bolstered the Isser of Malacha or something. Malacha really should have been pushed aside, but it maintained it. I think. I'm not sure. I don't know how to get into it. Yeah, the Chinuch. Right. But because his Tam is, you said, his Tam is this thing, which is a Mitzvah type of Tam. It's not a Tam of...
Right.
The reason isn't a reason because of Malacha, but it could just be halachically it didn't set up like an Isser. The Isser, what it did is it really should have been pushed aside, this Malacha, and it bolstered this Malacha from being pushed aside because of
right.
it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it could be it's only by Malacha. It could be held that you can't create a brand new Issa. You know, it's not creating, it's just telling you from that Gemara, it's not Docha. It could be it's using the Issa Malacha that already exists. Something like that. So according to this, so what about by Rodef? Yeah, okay, so what about, I'm sorry, not Rodef, what about Machteras? What about Machteras? So should this prohibition apply by Machteras as well, or should it not? Yes. Why? Oh, okay, good. Right, exactly. So what's the difference? Same thing. You're killing a person. Torah says, look, it's not like Rodef. It's not actually Hatzolos Nafashos. It's not saving the guy's life. There's no danger yet. So now it's just saying the Torah is giving permission to kill a guy. So it's very nice. Torah gives you permission to kill a guy. It won't protect him normally. But on Shabbos, the killing the guy is not just a violation of
his right to live, it's a violation of the Yom HaShiv, the Yom Shana Shabbos, the Yom Menucha. So it's saying is the Torah going to, like, is the Torah going to even waive its protection of the guy on Shabbos? The protection of the guy comes onto his rights. So yeah, his rights are waived. But what about the idea of the Yom HaShabbos? It's going to destroy the whole character of the day for the Yom. So does the Rishus of the Torah extend even to the, even to Shabbos? So that's what the Pasuk is teaching you. It does. It does. Because of Pikoach Nefesh, even though it does go against the Yom HaShabbos, there the Torah did allow you to do. By a regular guy, you could always do what's like the other side is you'll just do it tomorrow. But here, if you don't do it now, then the other guy, then this innocent guy is going to end up getting killed. So the Torah extended the Rishus even to Shabbos. But if you didn't have a limud, you wouldn't say that. You'd say, look, there's prohibition, and we don't kill. There's no Rishus. It's against the Yom Menucha. Yom Menucha trumps killing, and that's it. So you don't do it. That's the normal rule. And without a limud, you'd say that's the rule. That's across the board. You're never allowed to kill a, you're never allowed to kill a guy in Shabbos. It's not a din in onshin per se. It's not an onesh. If you learn it in an onesh, then, you have a, then it's not going to make sense. But it's an idea of the Torah sanctioning killing somebody. And that, because that takes away from the Yom HaShabbos, takes away the Yom Menucha. So who cares whether it's onesh or whatever? Either way, it takes away from the Yom Menucha. And therefore, and the answer is really, it does take away from the Yom Menucha. But Mishum Bikoach Nefesh of this guy, because of the fact that the victim is going to end up being killed, so the Torah sanctioned it, even though the Yom HaShabbos is going to be affected by it. But that's what the Pasuk is teaching you. Damim lo, it ain't no damim. Torah doesn't protect his life vis-a-vis himself, nor does it protect him vis-a-vis Shabbos. Yeah, I mean, I would say, is the question is like Matt says, so would you say he's an ain't no damim only during the week but not on Shabbos? That's like a funny idea. And if the Machteret says it's that ain't no damim, he says ain't no damim. But it could be is that it would mean, because if you remember from the Grizz, there's the idea that there's two stages. And he showed this by Gol Adam. He had this definitely this case by Gol Adam, by the killer of accent. Is the first thing is that he's defined as Nein Adam. So fine, halachically he's Nein Adam, Torah to protect him. But it's still Shvichas Damim, it's still killing, it's still a human act of a crime of killing. So then the Torah has to give you permission to do it. Because you're Shas. So by Machteras, so he deduced it from the Rambam. Remember by the Rambam Machteras, it was clear. There's two things. The first thing defines Nein Adam, and then it says, you know what, you're allowed to kill him. Okay, anyone's allowed to kill him. Two steps. Okay, which means, because one of them is removing the status of the halachic status of a rutsifa, but then it's still the human crime of spilling blood. So it says there is, the Torah gives you rishus in Machteres. So you would say that it's true he's an ein l'adam, and the gavra of Machteres is defined across the board as ein l'adam. But the rishus, they say Torah didn't give rishus on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, the whole rishus is now you're giving rishus to violate the Yom Shabbos. So Torah didn't give that rishus. So it's teaching ein l'adamim, and if the Rambam learned both from ein l'adamim, Ein Adam, even though Ein Adam means the guy is Ein Adam, the Rambam learned both of these things, the Rishos and that he has said Ein Adam from the word. I don't know how he did it from both, but he learned the, he quoted in the Rambam, the Halach and the Rambam there, and Hilchos Ganeva. At the end, he learned them both from that. So apparently he's saying is, that's what I would say. It's harder to say that the Gavra status Ein Adam depends on Shabbos during the week, but the Rishos would. You say Torah and Rishos? Because only it's giving permission to do it, and Torah's not giving permission to spill blood if it's going to write the Yom Shabbos. So it teaches you another, it's just extensive. But the Nafkin would be, according, if the Torah didn't have this limud, if you would kill him, I'd say you wouldn't be Chayav Misa, right? Which is fine. And disprove that. But I would say that. I think it's harder to say otherwise. It's harder to say the other way. Yeah. Good question. Okay. So very interesting, right? I mean, this is a good thing. It's the limud. I think you're just saying it's the limud's telling you priorities here. I mean, you have a clash. You have to follow the Torah of what's going to be doing now, what's going to be docha. Is without a limud, you'd say you have the general universal rules set down, you're not allowed to punish on Shabbos. But here it's showing you, Bitoch Nefesh is strong enough. Which makes sense that it's arguable that it would, it should be, but you still need the Torah to teach you. Because it's pushing aside the Yisra.
So the potential Bitoch Nefesh, right?
Yeah, it's potential Bitoch Nefesh. Yeah, it's not actually Bitoch Nefesh. It's Mishum Bitoch Nefesh. That's what I'm saying. I'm underlining the word Mishum. Because of Bitoch Nefesh. It's not like Dei Lahatzil Nefesh. It doesn't say that. It's because of Bitoch Nefesh. You don't have to read it that way, but I'm saying that. Yeah, okay, so what's next here is the case, Mark, you mentioned the other day, is if the pile of stones falls on a guy, whether you could save him on Shabbos. So normally, if you could, it's not clear exactly what malacha it is, but it's some malacha to dig a guy out of a pile of stones. So could you save him? So you're allowed to save him because of Pikoch Nefesh. But if he's an Inlo Damim, so then you can't save him. So, question is, if it's the father who's doing it against the son, like let's say while he's breaking in, the stones fall on top of him and he's under the pile of rubble, could you save his life? So
If it's Shabbos, then it depends on the status of an Adam or Yesh Ladam. So, I mean, there's, you look at the Gemara there. So the very next Gemara, and there's the Rashi on there. There's the Rashi on there. Rashi on there. There's a Rambam. Look at the Rambam also. Look at the Rambam. Maybe there's a Rai, but I can't remember. But there's definitely a Rambam. Check out the Rambam. Yeah. Okay.